This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A quick story. Yesterday, we opened up the Grizzlies. Lovely. They're great. They sent us the bobbleheads.
Oh, yes. That was wonderful. Right. Thank you to the Grizzlies, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we all got
they sent the 20th anniversary
full collection set. I mean,
they sent
come
the
on.
Media folks the now, 20th anniversary set. Thank you so much.
If you didn't get it, they don't love you. Ooh. They don't love you if you didn't get it, if you ain't on that list.
You're not on the list?
So I hope everybody that, you know, was on the list, but because it's such a great thing.
Oh, my God.
You get the
my
a box.
Kid went bananas.
It's the whole collection of all the bubble. Well, mine did too, Brad. Mine did too.
My kid loved it. Oh, my. He went bananas.
And yesterday, despite me saying, let's hold on, let's get somewhere. Yeah. This dude's pulling them all out of the box.
You got to do
20
it.
Of them
you
in
have
there.
To.
He's going into the little
have
boxes to.
To
pull Jai out.
Yeah.
This dude pulls out Rudy Gay and proceeds to drop him on the ground. Rudy goes spreading across the whole kitchen, broke. These things are, like, detailed. They've been hand-painted. You could tell, like, the Nike shoes on some of them. Look, it's all hand-painted.
Bro.
This man, as soon as
Rudy.
He pulled out, dropped it. I put my hand. I said, I don't know if I can go on with this.
Yeah, I will say.
How can you drop
that? I got those bobbleheads.
I didn't see. So Bennett knows, give his son a lightsaber, right? Mine's pulling out the bobbleheads that they sent to his brain. Mm. Bennett doing a lot better than me. Now, let's move this forward. Here's the most important thing.
I'd like to move
forward. Yes, I do.
I'm going to get in trouble now.
May the 4th, right? That's what y'all like to do on
May
that.
May the 4th.
Right, May the 4th. May the 4th. That's right.
Yes.
You know why this day is important and special?
Why?
Because it's National Teachers Appreciation Day.
That's good. It's good.
That's not as important as May the 4th be with you. I mean, it's just slightly. I mean,
John.
I mean, just look at the internet, man.
John.
Just wake up. This Star Wars.
John.
I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to retract that. Retract what you just said about teachers and think about what we've just been through.
Yeah.
Because this is the portion of the segment, John. I know you. This is where it was about to get serious,
mm-hmm.
right? But you want to still be in fun. You want to still be in fun land.
What do you think has contributed more to American culture? Education and teachers or Star Wars?
Why are you doing this? You're the husband of a teacher who has gone out, right, and said teachers need to be paid more.
Yes. Oh,
are
yes,
you
no,
kidding me?
No, sorry.
Stop.
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Out of your heel role
yes,
right now
yes, yes, yes,
and
yes,
come
yes.
back to reality, because now we're about to make this real. Dude, with everything that they've been through, can we not take a minute here? At the top of the, stop going into the third hour. And it ain't just Ms. Jamerson and my kids got. It's every teacher out there right now
Amen.
That's had to go through. Basically, they've been like frontline workers
yep.
for
yes.
the last year. Faced
yes.
with some incredibly tough choices.
Yes.
Some of it about whether to keep the job or not.
Yes. Yes.
And listen, teachers, John, you love to say this, and it's right, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Teachers don't do it for the pay.
No.
Right? Yeah, they do it for the passion and the love. And imagine, some of them have had to say, look, I can't do this anymore. They've had to make those decisions. And I just think on a day like this, you know what? We had my son take, and I can never pronounce this correctly, charcuterie board?
Oh, yeah. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Yeah, it's like
I was close on the pronouncement there. No.
Yeah.
We had him take one of the teeth because
charcuterie.
She deserves that. All teach and so much more, and not just he's all the teachers out there. My gosh, with what we've just had at
Amen,
all
brother.
Levels,
Amen.
Praise God for
praise
y'all
God for you.
And the job that you guys have done trying to continue to teach our kids through a freaking pandemic.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure that on this May 4th, on this National Teachers Appreciation Day, that we made sure to take some time because
yeah.
I don't know too many that have done had to do harder work than what we've had to do here lately. And John, that includes your wife as well. In that group. So
Amen.
I want to thank all teachers, not just my sons, but
Agreed.
All of them that have frankly have been a big part of moving us forward and through this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we could have done it.
No.
We couldn't have done it in your shoes. So thank goodness, thank God for y'all and the job you do.
You'll be there soon, John. When your daughter goes to school, you'll get it. What
he's already there because his wife teaches it. He's been in her classroom.
In the middle of it
nobody gets it more than John because
I've seen it up close and personal.
He knows they don't do it for the money.
Having a child,
about the money.
Too, women who are teachers having their own kids plus teaching, I don't know how you do it.
Well, my thing is, how do you do in-class lesson plan like we used to call it lesson plan growing up.
Plan the class.
You do that one for the in-class folks.
Yep.
Then you got to have something for virtual, too. And a lot of these teachers are in that position where they're having to teach virtually, right, and then trying to do that. And they're not
temp
the same.
Temp checks and all that this year. You got to do all that protocol
stuff. They're not nearly the same. We've asked them to do more and more and more and more. And where's the more and more money?
No
well,
money.
We know that's not coming.
No money.
So, I mean, again, if the least we can do is an extra thank you or stop on National Teachers Appreciation Day, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should do it. That, to me, is why May 4th matters more. I know and there are a lot of folks, a lot of Star Wars dudes out there saying, shut up!
Yep.
But I forget y'all.
You're gonna get
teachers deserve the love, especially on this day.
Bennett just tweets that he has pulled up Disney Plus on his Xfinity X1 to find all the great new Star Wars Day artwork. Hashtag ad. Hashtag Xfinity. So, you know, he says he can't wait to watch the Bad Batch tonight.
Bennett.
The Bad Batch, I think, premieres tonight on Disney Plus. So that's a huge thing for a lot of people.
Listen,
you have to let people enjoy what they enjoy.
And I'm gonna let Bennett have that.
When Bennett went away from the show, I realized that we were losing a lot. But you didn't realize how much Star Wars things you were gonna lose on this show. And I realized that is, you know,
it had a real hole.
It's gone, isn't it?
It is a hole. It is a black hole.
And so we just look sort of to his tweets every now and then about Xfinity X1, you know, hashtag ad to kind of just
shout out to
Star Wars again. On board.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, absolutely.
I will say that we have Disney Plus now on Xfinity, and it is legit when you see all of the stuff that they
it's
have.
Unbelievable.
I didn't realize. Jake got it for his birthday.
Yeah.
I know that sounds petty that I didn't get it
until
his birthday.
Well, I'm just saying, welcome to 2021. You might want to get that
cheap
shit a phone
Brad
pretty
Carson.
Soon. Brad, Jake going to be 18, Brad, still. I don't know if you should have a phone yet.
I asked the wife.
I'm a little concerned.
It's interesting.
Who are you going to be texting on this
thing? I went home after that show, and I said to my wife, I said, Stacy, listen, I talked this over with the guys. I do know we're an outlier. I realize that. We're an outlier. I'm an outlier every day of my life.
I admire that part.
And I said, what do you think? You know what Stacy said? She said, hell no.
Oh, wow. She's
you're both
the heart.
Yeah, you're both
I'm like,
of y'all.
Well, okay. Yeah. I
Good
guess,
luck, Jake.
Guess we're in lockstep here.
You're going to be 24 years old. Cable. Cable, give me that. Slap that remote right out of his hand.
Yep.
Anyway, there you have it. Star Wars Day, May the 4th be
with and shouts to the teachers,
thank you,
too.
Teachers. National Appreciation
that was
Day.
Good. Very good.
Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies meltdown last night and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit Performance Plus Cycles.com. For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How's Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter-carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers starting at $199.
Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
We'll be right back. At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Big $10 sale when you mix and match in multiples of 2, 4, 5, or 10. So many great deals. Stock up now. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you with the gift of Massage Envy. Visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom. Or call 290-2234.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/hire to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty, you're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen. Charmin! It's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got 6 rows in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say. Soon she was down, soon he was low. At a quarter past
Mother's Day. Knows. Coming up this weekend, there are lots of different kinds of moms. Working moms, stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, pet moms, Disney moms, Star Wars moms. What all these different kinds of moms have in common, they are going to love diamonds. From R.I.J., go hard this year. It has been a hard year, especially for the stay-at-home moms, right? We have been staying at home more than ever before. So make it happen for mom this year at R.I.J.
Got some great gift ideas. Quarter carat diamond hoop earrings. You can get those for $399. You can buy a couple of pairs. One for the wife, right? That's the mom in your life. Then one for your mom. That's also the mom in your life. Like John said, there's many of them. You better make sure you take care of all of them. How about a diamond paw necklace for the dog mom? All right, they're only $79. Love's Crossing pendants. It's two intertwining diamond hearts that are set in gold or silver, whichever you like, with a diamond in the middle. It's a perfect gift to show mom. She's the center of that universe. That's all she wants to hear on Sunday. Better not just be words, though. Much better off if it's a gift, guys. She'll tell you, oh, you're so sweet. She'll believe you're sweet. You come with that gift, and especially if it's from Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've got hundreds more gift ideas. Howie will hook you up on all of them. Financing available, of course. Bigger, brighter diamonds. They're always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations locally or online at rijewelers.com.
Jeff Cogg's going to join us at 1:25 or so. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies last night as Taylor Jenkins is ejected. Ja Morant is ejected. And just to kind of give you a sort of sense of what Taylor had to say after the game, I'm really excited about how hard our guys played. We got to build on this. We got a lot of basketball left to be played. We're trending in the right direction. To say that after that game and after, you know, that stretch would be the equivalent to a British colonist during the American Revolution saying right. We're trending in the right direction in the United States of America.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not looking very good for you, mm-hmm. England, no. in America anymore. It would be the equivalent of a fish. In the Alaska waters.
He's just getting through those conferences. I'm just telling you.
As the Exxon Valdez spill.
This is quite the imagery here.
Happens.
You're giving us here.
The Exxon Valdez one is really good.
Swimming along. Oh, everything is fine.
Fish.
All that black oil on it.
All that oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is no doubt that it was spin for sure. That is just not true. Like, it's just the Grizzlies from a 30,000 foot view. Yes, of course.
Mike mentioned Pop and how Pop gets terse. But doesn't Pop, even when terse, if it's bad, say, we play bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Or I'm not going to talk about that other player's performance. But, and yes, there's some terse. And he was comparing that to Taylor. And I'm you know, I get that and the frustration level. But Pop still calls it like it is, I think. You know, as far as I've seen, when it's on them, he says that. Right? We were terrible. He'll just shoot you straight and be terse, sure. Yeah. But that's the part to me is that, listen, that ain't going to – what Taylor Jenkins said, let's make this clear. What he says after Zoom ain't going to fix what's ailing the Grizzlies right now on the mm-hmm. court. Let's be real. But the point is, if you're – Taylor Jenkins was just saying last week, if you guys are bringing up all these concerns, I don't know what you're looking at. That's my thing is you. This is a week after asking the fans to come down, right? It's sort of everything on right. the outside. It's that you don't do any good when you're saying something's trending in the right direction when it's actually going the wrong way. In fact – if you're shooting your team straight and you're shooting the people straight, mm-hmm. it's you tell them, hey, yeah, we're playing bad right now. And we got to get it fixed. We got 8 games to do it. It's not we're in a great place. Like you started to sort of – he did change it from last week where we're in a good place to now all these games matter. You can feel the urgency level going up, and I think that's why some of the frustration kicks in. But my point is there is no good value in saying it's going the right direction when it's going the wrong way. It doesn't do anything for you. And it doesn't necessarily – you know, that – you're not throwing your guys under the bus. I know that's something he's thinking about as a young coach. You're not throwing them under the bus by saying, we're playing poorly right now, and we've got to get it corrected. That's just the truth. And frankly, it's what the fans that you asked to come down and support you on this stretch run, it's what they deserve. And frankly, you should be, you know, shooting it straight from the hip at this point. It looks bad right now. It's fixable. That's the positive part. Like, it's still, even with the schedule ahead, Minnesota's been playing better. It's still fixable. John's out on 8, but I'm not. You know, Steph's going to have to be perfect just about every night the rest of the way for them to stay in the spot that they're in. So much of it rides on him. If the Grizz can get it corrected, and we know they can because it's been there. It's been there this season. We've seen it. But now it feels like it's a little bit different because you're trying to work in a very important piece mm-hmm. that we all know how important he is, this franchise. You're trying to put him in and work this into something that was, you know, along with something that was playing well beforehand. So it's a little bit more difficult. That's why I say get to it now. Mm-hmm. Because eventually, play in whatever you hope it is, that's going to be with Jaren in the starting lineup. So why not get this now? Because like we said to open the show, there's going to be an adjustment period once you do. May as well start adjusting now and trying to get right now with him in the starting lineup rather than trying to do it with outside. Then inevitably, you're going to have an adjustment process. There ain't but 8 games left, guys.
Right. I mean, and what are you waiting for? I mean, what are you waiting?
Well, he'd tell you they're building, and right now it's more like it's come unraveled. And you got to get back to, you know, a baseline here of what you know about your team and then try to go from there. And what we know about this team is the future of it's with right now and the future is with Jaren Jackson in the starting lineup. Why not just go ahead and nip that in the bud now? Start this process now so hopefully you give yourself enough time to be playing well, right, against a schedule that lends itself to that by the time you hit the play-in.
Yeah, know? I mean, I do wonder, like, what is the end game with that? You know, like, what
they've already said they plan to get him back in.
What is the benefit, though, right? Like, what is the benefit of playing Jaren off the bench? I mean, you're losing games, not necessarily just because of that, but it's contributing.
I'd rather have him struggling with the starters and trying to come out of that than struggling coming off the bench. And then there's going to have to be maybe some struggle again once you get put in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys are adjusting to you. You're just inevitably. You're going to have some shots in that starting lineup that other guys were getting that they're not anymore. So there's going to be this adjustment process. Get it going now. Because, again, you may as well start at that point because it's an absolute mess right now. Well, unlike what Taylor says, you're not building on something that's operating at a high level right now. May as well clean the slate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it might look ugly for the next couple of games as Jaren tries to get adjusted, but better to do that now with 8 left than trying to do it with 4 left or with 3 left. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's common sense at this point.
One thing we have not really spent a lot of time on today is D. Rose. D. Rose had 25 last night.
You're right. I'm glad you stopped here. This is a good story. We should have spent some time on this.
And, I mean, he looked awesome.
Frustrated about what's happening with him.
He looked absolutely awesome. Yeah. Back in the forum. And he does not play here. Very much. We know that. Like, D. Rose has not played back in Memphis very often.
25 last night, 11 of 15 from the field.
Dude looked right at home.
He was like a surgeon last night. I'm not going to lie to you. He's comfortable. He loves his coach. He's got Tibbs, who he said is now he's different than when he had him the first couple of times, quite frankly. But allowing guys a little bit more freedom, but still pushing, which is what we know that's what Tibbs does. Let's be real. He's established a winning culture in New York. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. There have been some great men that have passed through there haven't been able to do that, Phil Jackson included, in terms of winners.
It's true.
Tibbs has got them on a roll right now. And I just love it for this part. You know, it feels like Derek is getting the ending after here's the money part. This is the 10-year anniversary yesterday of him winning MVP as a 22-year-old, youngest ever to do it.
Wow.
So now he's 32. Wow. He's an old man, comparatively speaking. And here's the great part. It feels like after an injury-plagued career, after that MVP, right, sky looks like it's the limit, he's getting the ending that Penny didn't get. Right? Yep. In many where there's a possibility, and look, is he going to win a championship? And probably not with the Knicks. We get that, at least not right now. He'd have to play a couple more years before they're ready to do all that. But my point is he's getting 25 points last night, 11 of 15. I mean, playing at an elite level,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the injuries, after getting this chance to come back. And that's the part that you know, if Penny played a couple more years, you know, at a high level, we're talking about a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And you're hoping that Derek is getting that right now. And it's a credit to him, man, because of everything he's been through to come back and, oh, man, all these rehabs to come back through and then all these different teams and you're trying to find your way. Hell, he was in Detroit just a while back. You're in purgatory.
Yep.
You know, he kept fighting through, kept looking, trying to play his best basketball at this. And it's just a credit to him, you know, guy who came through here and, like we said, was the finishing piece, right, of that Memphis team that had CDR and just this ready-made team that just needed that point guard, you know, sort of that phenom athlete at that position to complete them. Now, we've seen him go through all of the, you know, just all these different
You're
layers
exactly
of a
right.
career. And so to hear him sort of reminiscing on it last night on the 10-year anniversary was really cool because I wish Penny had that sort of bounce back as a veteran can play at a high level, maybe get a team further than it's been in a long time. You know, Penny kind of got that cut off.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, man. It has been awesome to see a sort of late career resurgence here.
Yes.
Because, look, I mean, Derrick Rose could have walked away by now, you know.
Especially with the money. he made.
I mean, that's exactly why you
that
do
Adidas
it.
That Adidas contract he had was
like
fat.
His brother gets paid a ton of money for that, you know? So he could have walked away a long time ago. And you know what?
He like I said, he went hard when he was in Detroit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like Minnesota, that stuff. Kept going hard, even though he was on a loser. So I mean,
that says a lot about him. I mean, it really does. It
you could set the Memphis stuff to the side, and you'd still say, "Man, that's a man."
He's a professional.
You'd root for that.
He's a true professional, 100%. And he, you know, you've never really heard Derek complain. You know, I mean, and he's had every reason to complain given his injury history. But he's never come out against the front office. You know, he's never whined or groaned in the media.
Oh man, that's not Derrick Rose right there. You're right.
You know, he's always just sort of taking it on the chin in stride. And been a pro through and through. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think there are many people who deserve, you know, if this is the end, who knows if it is the end. But there are not many people who deserve a better ending than D. Rose. And I'm happy that he's on a very good Knicks
team.
They're
top four in the East, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not a championship contender, but they are a winning team, and it's been a long time since Knicks fans could say that. This is his quote last night. It is crazy. I mean, the story is crazy. I'm just happy to be here and still playing decent basketball. He's even all humble.
Yeah, no.
Right about what he's doing there. And you're 32 years old. You don't have to do. I'm very appreciative. It just seems like a guy who recognizes what a blessing this is.
Well, remember when he scored 50 against the Timberwolves? Or no, against the Jazz with Minnesota?
Yes.
That was like he was like crying.
Mm-hmm.
He was like crying in the interview, you know. I mean, so you
because I had to think he never thought there was a time where he didn't think he'd get back to that level again,
100%,
or certainly doubted it.
100%.
I mean, if he didn't believe somewhat, he wouldn't have fought through. But I have to believe that there were some dark days and some doubts.
Well, like,
that
to
he
this
would
point.
Get, especially when you win an MVP at 22, bro. You think that? I mean, the league's in your hands. You feel like you're, oh my gosh, you've arrived. Everything else, then you have it taken away.
He was on his way to being one of the best ever.
Yes,
I mean,
he just was.
And what's amazing that we have not even talked about, bro, he was coming off the bench in Detroit. He was a reserve. He wasn't even starting. This is a guy who was the youngest MVP of the league who was coming off the bench in Detroit, one of the most woeful franchises in the NBA.
It's like, man, why are you still fighting?
Think about Allen Iverson came to Memphis, and it was beneath him. You know, Allen Iverson came to Memphis, and he's like, I've never come off the bench for this sorry-ass franchise. I'm a franchise player. I'm not coming up. Derrick Rose – Allen Iverson has not accomplished, right, or certainly did not accomplish what D. Rose did as young as he was. And yet he came to Memphis with a totally different attitude.
Mm-hmm.
D. Rose is a professional. D. Rose is a good dude and has certainly, you know, earned what he's getting right now.
That was the one bittersweet. Yeah, that was the one night good part about yesterday is sort of seeing him do it.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's going to be Derrick Rose, I can dig that a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us. We will talk to him about last night, about the Grizzlies, and more. Jason and John, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stance shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made stance pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made stance pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about stance custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, stance and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Attention business owners. Do you own or maintain a building that has roof leaks? Lucius Commercial Roofing uses a renewable, energy-saving coating system that can save you money. Why replace a commercial roof when you can restore it? Call Lucius Commercial Roofing today to see how we can save you money long-term. For more information, call 901-509-9082 or visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 10th.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92. 29 FM, ESPN.
In a study conducted by the Pew Research Center, 2,200 people were polled. The question was very simple. Who do you want? 98% of respondents said Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins on demand on 92.9 at the Daily Memphian. He joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
You've, like, moved me to Tuesday, haven't you?
Well, you're on demand, brother. I mean, whenever we need you.
We saw what you did with fish, and we're trying to replicate it. Fish
Jeff
on Friday
on
Tuesday, Jeff on Thursday on Tuesday. We're just trying to be like you.
Yep.
We took your poll. We took your poll. We took your, you know, the way you move your guests around.
Songs. You do the songs.
We do songs, 100%.
That's right. Precious to, yeah.
We're a cheap imitation, aren't we?
Yeah, no. You're fabulous. Hello there. I don't do that. Like, that's one. That's original.
No, you
that's
let us. Well, you sort of let us have that one, don't you?
Yeah, that's all you.
Okay. Are you ready for this game we're going to play?
Yeah, I'm ready for the game. I didn't know we were going to play a game, but good.
The game is called Cap or No Cap.
Cap or No Cap.
Yes.
What does that mean?
You know, cap. You know what cap is, right?
A cap is something that's it's a fedora. It's something you wear on your head.
Yes, but in this context, its cap is like
also a salary cap. It's a put a cap
on
something.
You can bust a cap in somebody.
Yeah, you can bust a cap in somebody's ass.
But bust a cap in somebody's. That's kind of where we're using it. Is bust a cap.
But more like
even
in
different.
In this case, think of it like big in your NFL big fact segment. You know, no cap would mean that is true. Cap would mean that's a lie.
Capping or just talking.
Cap means it's a lie.
Yes. Big cap.
Lodging.
Big lie.
Use that in a sentence. I'm not familiar with this use of cap.
Use it.
Okay. Use it in a sentence.
John, the 2020 presidential election was big cap.
What?
The big is the lie? It was the big lie. Yes.
What's it, well, how, where does this come from? What's the derivation of it?
You know, it's just like a, you know, I mean, it's just jargon, man.
Something young people say.
Like, do you, can you use it like a verb? Like, don't cap me, man?
Yeah, like you're capping, right.
But that's different than caping, which is a whole different thing, right?
Yeah, that's a totally different. I don't wonder what the hell is caping.
It might be a Harvard thing.
I thought caping is like you're putting on a, okay, never mind that. I thought caping meant something. To cape? I thought cape, put it in the Urban Dictionary. I thought it means something to cape.
It might mean something, Jeff. All right. But you're getting lost in the sauce.
Cap. Okay. Well, the rules are familiar. You're a regular freaking Alex Trebek. So cap is, it's a lie.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready. Cap.
Well, don't act like you're sitting up here. You're no Ken Jennings here. You know, so let's just not act like you're one of the easiest contestants to deal with here.
But
these are quotes from Taylor Jenkins, and you're going to tell me cap or no cap. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Quote, I'm really excited about how hard our guys played. Cap or no cap?
Is it, I only have one. I can't have an explanation with that. That's no cap.
Oh, you
think? Cap. That, now, here's the truth. He was excited. The only thing good about that game last night was the rally at the end. So he is trying to be upbeat, and so he's saying he was looking at the fight at the end and trying to, like, grab that. But the truth of the matter is, I'm getting confused with my cap and no cap. Generally speaking, there was nothing he was excited about. He was not excited about, genuinely excited about. So that would be a cap.
That's right, correct.
That would be a cap. Okay, yeah.
Quote, we got to build on this.
Oh, that's no cap.
In your defense, John did say that originally.
I did say
that's
that.
No cap.
But then the response was, what was there to build on from that?
This is the last 10 minutes. That's what the this is. Here's what they have to build on. They didn't play Justice Winslow, right? Mm-hmm. they can build
great.
On that.
Fantastic.
Jaren was better last night, honestly. He was less awful last night. And they, in the last 10 minutes, they made a little run. So they do have to build on it. They can't keep doing it. They have to build on that. There's no question. They got to build on that. But I think there was a little. He's searching for anything, and mm-hmm. what he's saying is, I don't think that's a cap. I think they have to build on it.
It's not like it's not that's a. It'd be like that's cap. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't say that's
not
a cap. You would just say that's cap. Okay, like just for future reference.
But I don't think it is cap.
There we go. Yes. Next one, quote: we got a lot of basketball left to be played.
That's cap. that's cap. That is cap.
There is nothing better. There is nothing better than you on 92.9 saying that's cap. Okay,
that is cap.
Give him that last one because I think we're gonna hear it again.
And then the last one. Quote, we're trending in the right direction.
Oh, that is not, that is cap. That is cap.
So no, there's a lot of cap
right
now.
They were trending in the right direction. What? They were trending in the right direction when they beat Portland twice. That was trending in the right direction. When you lost 4 out of 5, including and the only win was over Orlando in an uninspired win, that would be trending in the wrong direction. So that's cap, ladies and gentlemen. Cap.
There's a lot of cap in the Taylor Jenkins press conference last night.
Yeah, you know what? So we've talked about this. Taylor Jenkins are terrible press conferences. I hate to, you know.
Yeah, you'll be getting a call. Don't worry.
But I don't even participate in them. So how can I? Well, if I'm, you know, why don't I try
You still watch them, though. Does it preclude you from watching them and weighing in?
So he is a he's total corporate speak. And he has been from the beginning. That's what Taylor Jenkins does in his press conferences. And then it's exacerbated by Zoom because you can't have a real conversation with him. There's no eye contact. There's no whatever. And so you just get, you know, we're really excited. We're super excited. We're super pumped about the direction of the team. We're super pumped and great opportunity and whatever else. And so you just get total coach speak. And that's just always been true. There's nothing – it doesn't feel like there's anything really real in Taylor Jenkins press conferences. It's just, so if you expect to get anything out of him, you know, occasionally he'll say things like, I mean, Chris Harrington asked him, is it possible that you might bring Jaren off the bench for the rest of the season? And he said, yes. Well, that was actual substance. But, and in fairness, a lot of the questions, you know, how'd you like the first question to him last night was, how'd you like the fight? Weren't you impressed with the team's fight? So he's then saying, yeah, I was really excited about the fight. But he didn't bring up that. Like, the, it was, weren't you excited about the fight? Right? And so, so he's, certain coaches, you know, like, are really good at not burying their team or whatever, but at talking. You know, it was really good. Justin Fuente didn't like it, but, like, he would, he didn't feel like it was BS when he said what he said.
No,
right?
I thought it was always coming from a place of sincerity. Like, I really did.
Norvell was really good, but he was more apt to try to snow you. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yeah, sure.
It was more, but he could be really good. He could be really rote. Like, Ryan tends to be pretty rote. Like, Ryan, I would say right now, if you look at the coaches of these teams, that we have Penny, Ryan, and Taylor Jenkins, Penny, easily the best press conferences of the three.
I mean,
the other two are like are total coach speak.
Right.
And there's a reason they're coach speak. They're probably, you know, they don't want to say anything to offend anybody. Right.
Right.
They want to find the good. They always want to be positive. It's a form of control to just always be fine. And the truth of the matter is that, and so I don't find his press conferences particularly enlightening. But then last night, I don't know what he was supposed to do. You know, last night, at this point, it feels like the whole thing has fallen apart, right? It's no longer like when he's talking about Justice Winslow and he's trying to defend that, like, that's preposterous, right? But, like, last night, what is he supposed to do? Like, everyone's playing badly. De'Anthony Melton, who used to be great, stinks now. Grayson Allen, who used to be a great shooter, can't play. Ja was terrible last night. Jaren came along. Dylan was pretty good. Desmond Bane was pretty good. But, like, I don't know what – it's hard to even know what the fix is now. So I think his only fix is to – we got to build on this and hope for the best. Like I don't know what there is to say other than – and the other thing, I think it's pretty clear the team is fragile right now. You see them, their frustration, everything else. I think that's partly why they're missing shots. So for a coach in that circumstance to choose to accentuate the positive, I think is probably wise. Right? I mean, what's he supposed to say last night?
He's supposed to say that this thing looks bad right now and it's on us to get it back together, because I don't think you do. You make your fans more frustrated. In some ways, I know you say something different behind the scenes to your team, but in some ways, you know, they see you're not shooting it straight publicly. I just think, like, with, you know, with others, it's your job, right? It was Penny's job when they were 6-5 to get him out of the tailspin. And they are absolutely – the Grizzlies sitting here right here are in a tailspin. And if it's not Taylor Jenkins' job to get him out and have some answers, or at least be honest with people and saying, "Lo, this doesn't look good right now. We got to get this point in the right direction." If it's not his job, whose job is it? That's it's.
Well, it's clearly his job to fix it. But I don't know. I'll be
how
honest,
you do it.
I don't think his press conferences have much to do with it, like one way or another.
Well,
he doesn't do great press conferences, and maybe that
Fizdale
makes people
did great
more...
press conferences, and what did that ultimately amount
Take
to?
Take that for
Who
data.
Did? Fizdale. Did? Yeah, Fizdale did great press conferences. So I don't. Well, I just don't think the press conferences. Penny at one point said, he said, "I don't know what to do. Like, you know, I don't know what to do."
He also said his assistant coach was running the offense to the ground. He's
right.
Going to take it over. I mean, that's
right. Let's be truthful. Penny's press conferences sometimes deal in abject fictions, but they're entertaining, right? Like, his are entertaining, like, wildly entertaining. And they're much more instructive because you get a very clear sense of where Penny's coming from, what he's really thinking. If he's frustrated, you get that he's frustrated. If he's, well, let's be honest, that's not how the Grizzlies organization runs, right? It is right now, it is a very buttoned-down organization. Mm-hmm. I think people are obviously frustrated. I think they're frustrated with the losses. I think they were frustrated with Jarrett, with Justice playing. I think they're frustrated. But I don't think one of the things that they're really frustrated is with, in the list of their frustrations, I don't think Taylor Jenkins saying, "We're trending in the right direction," while it's laughable, I don't think that's one of the things that people are really mad about. They're mad about the fact that Jaws wasn't good and Grayson can't hit a shot, and De'Anthony Melton's gone from over, you know, for an incredible value given that contract last night. What did he do? Like, you know,
I think it goes along with this ridiculousness about not shooting folks straight on what the timeline is on guys returning. I think you're asking your fans to come down and support this stretch run, but then you tell them, well, don't trust your eyeballs because everything's fine. We're building on this. I just think that's sort of a something they can grow on. But to get it back to the basketball side, if there's going to be because I heard you talking with Harrington about this, and you just mentioned it again, what would be the argument for keeping Jaren on the bench at this point? Like, what's the good in that in terms of if you're trying to – whether it's for later or for now, trying to win, and they've said we want to get him back in the start. What's the good argument for keeping him coming off the bench? I don't get this.
Well, the funny thing is, and this is Harrington's point today. He said a lot of people are, you know, they talk about the fact that the Grizzlies are too concerned with the long haul and not with trying to win games, right? And that's been one of the criticisms. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you playing Justice Winslow? Because there's this perception that they did it for the long haul, not because they were trying to win games, right?
Sure.
But Harrington's point is that if you actually look at the lineup right now, putting Jaren Jackson in the starting lineup doesn't help you win games. That's a long haul decision because he's your guy long haul. But Kyle Anderson is better than Jaren Jackson Jr. right now. Jaren Jackson Jr. has not played well. He doesn't help you win games. He hurts you winning games. And so the weird thing is that in terms of immediately, of course he's going to be your guy. He's going to be starting, you know, when the season starts next year, all of that. But Chris's point is that quite opposite from what people are saying, there they are making a decision that seems really focused on winning games. Kyle's better than Jaren right now, and he is, then if they were really worried about just the long haul, they'd plug him in there and he's our guy and we don't care if he helps or hurt us win games. But right now he's hurting them in terms of winning games. At least that was Chris's point. Now, of course, you could keep Kyle in the starting lineup and move Grayson to the bench. But the way Jaren is missing threes and the way, you know, Kyle is better, but he's not a shooter.
Right.
I think there you have some space issues. You could move Desmond Bane into the starting lineup. That would be another one. But that's the deal with – listen, I'm all for starting Jaren Jackson Jr.
too. They're losing with him coming off the bench. Yeah, to that point. They're losing right now with him coming off the bench. So,
well, right, and to me the main thing is that I didn't really see the point in – given that – that all these adjustments that we're seeing are clearly part of the reason they're in a funk, to have him coming off the bench, and then when you move him into the starting lineup, which they said they were going to do at
exactly.
some point, then you're creating another, then you're going to have to readjust to that.
Yep.
But if their plan is to never move him into the starting lineup, you know, I don't think they, like, he came in off the bench very early last night. I don't think they lost last night because, you know, if he'd been in 3 minutes earlier, if he'd started. He played more with Jonas last night. He played pretty much exclusively at the four last night because Tillman was at the five or else Jonas was at the five. That's the problem is now they've done a lot of what people want them to do, with the exception of the finally just go ahead and move him in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. But they're playing, you know, they've not only taken Justice off the ball, they've benched him. You know, Brandon Clark, for good or ill, he's benched. They're still bad. And
right.
And I think it's because, I mean, you just saw a team that was rolling last night and a team that has no confidence in itself last night. And I think confidence I think those things are fragile with a basketball team. And very clearly, like, why is Grayson missing shots, wide open shots that he once made, right? Why? I think it's just confidence, right? Confidence, momentum, swagger, all that stuff.
Well,
and
also too, like, let's not act like the fact that this season has been what it has been. It's because of guys like Kyle and Grayson and even a second round pick like Xavier Tillman sort of playing above their heads, right? I mean, that's a fact of it.
Right.
And there's some reversion to the mean.
Yeah, but I don't think what Grayson's doing now is the mean. I think what Grayson's doing now is
struggle,
you know, or what Ja's doing now. Like, look at Ja last night. What do you have? 10 points. You know, I don't think that. So the problem is let's say it ends this way. You end up in the 9-10 game. You lose. You're done. Mm-hmm. Well, not only will it be depressing, it's like to have gotten here, you only got here because, well, we thought like a month ago we knew what the Anthony Melton is. Well, what is the Anthony Melton? We thought a month ago we knew what Grayson Allen was. What is Grayson Allen? You know, we thought heading into this year, certainly you knew what Brandon Clark is. Well, what's Brandon Clark?
Right.
Like it does
there
take
are questions.
A fair amount of
– There are questions.
There are suddenly big questions, yeah.
Jeff Coggins is who they wanted. Jeff Coggins is who they got right here on the Jason and John show.
Thank you, Jeff.
That is cap. That is cap.
That's who they wanted. You. That's yeah. what the song says.
No, that is cap. They didn't want but I'm now going to just go around saying that is cap.
We didn't want you, but we got you anyway, huh? Thanks, bye, Jeff. Man. Yep, he is Jeff Coggins. Catch him every morning from 9 to 11. Read him at the Daily Memphian. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if it's time for a drink, that's, of course, what I recommend. Why? Because it's made right here in Memphis, craft right here in Memphis. It is smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues. That's what you get every single time you take a sip of Blue Note Juke Joint. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. That's what I like to do. Kind of classy. Or you can make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ideas up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Certainly went well on Derby Day. Can make a mint julep. With Blue Note Juke Joint. Lots of different ways you can go. I mean, that's the exciting thing about it. And it's, again, made right here in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis. And it's sold all throughout Memphis, wherever your favorite liquors are sold. It's just $29.99. That's the price. You're not going to beat it. What are you waiting for? It's Tuesday. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity System. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on creamy medium avocados. They're perfect on tacos and burgers and just 88 cents each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153. Or visit opox.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, Rebecca Denstall will always mean a lot to me, and not because she's the president of Denstall's Fine Candy Company. Got all that sweet candy. Best candy company in the world as far as I'm concerned. It's because years ago, my son Chris, young man, met Santa Claus for the first time out at her candy factory on Pleasant View. It's where they make the best candy in the world. They've been doing it for a long time, and guys, you got to get some because Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. It's this Sunday, as a matter of fact. If you didn't know, now you should know. Go ahead and pick up something sweet for Mom from Rebecca and Denstall's. Lots to choose from, like their lovely chocolate-covered strawberries, best thing you'll taste in the world. You can do chocolate-covered grapes or pineapple as well, whatever Mom likes, the moms in your life. They'll gladly custom-pack her favorite assortment. Maybe she likes truffles, creams. They're nuts. My favorite's the turtlettes, but it ain't about us, is it, men and women? It's about Mom. So if she likes sugar-free, Denstall's can do that as well. Celebrate all the moms in your life with something special from Denstall's. You know they got it. All Denstall's stores are open, ready for you to come pick out the perfect gift. They'll help you with it should you need the help. Call today, place your order. Like we said, they'll custom pack it at Lorewood, Kyrieville, Germantown, or the aforementioned Pleasant View location. They've got that new store downtown as well, so they've got you covered at Denstall's all over town. Denstall's candy is made in Memphis, and enjoyed by the whole world.
Bill Gates has announced a DJ residency at Club Live in Miami, starting in June. So he'll be DJing in Miami. I'm kidding. He and Melinda did announce they're getting a divorce.
I thought the news would build divorce.
Yeah,
but that was shocking to me.
But he will be DJing as a residency.
DJ BG.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. It's the White Boy Summer, man.
Let's go.
What? I wasn't informed of this. Are we in Memphis still?
That's what White Boy Summer. Tom Hanks' son said, man. He said it's gonna be a White Boy Summer, man.
Were you struck by this as I was when this news came out yesterday? I found it striking.
It makes me wonder, Brad, how bad must it be?
Like, bro.
To go through something like that where obviously some big money's gonna have to
change hands.
Y'all can't just live on opposite sides of the world and say, right. You know what I'm saying? And keep the
All the same, isn't it? I mean, you're having to support her, right, if they're still married. I mean, it's all the same. You're going to have to pay her no matter what.
No, but you got to pay for attorneys and all that stuff, and don't act like they ain't swooping in, getting attorneys' fees and all that.
I don't think he's worried about the attorney fee,
But what's the point? How's it worth it?
They can no longer grow. That was the statement.
I do think is more philosophical than – I don't think money comes – because they have given away so much money.
Yeah, Bill Gates has more money than God himself.
Money, they don't even think about it like we do. It's just not even – I'm being serious.
But she's going to get half.
Oh, sure.
Right?
But
certainly.
But he wants
to give
away
half of all the money in the world is still a lot less money than what you just had.
That's true.
this idea that rich folks have got it all so they don't worry about money. Because most of the rich folks I know are cheap as a joker.
I follow you, but the amount of—
they're not with their charitable activities.
I agree. You're absolutely right.
Especially
I will say,
she's getting half.
But I read all his books, and I don't mean to be weird, but I really read his books, mm-hmm. and I follow his Bill Gates notes and the whole deal. The way they philosophically give away money and the way both of them think about money, I just don't think they feel it. Because they want to give away all their income. They're on that that plan, that yeah. Warren Buffett plan. Yeah. They want to give away, both of them collectively, all of their money.
Well, let me get $100.
Yeah, I'd love to have it too.
Let me get $5.
But I hear you, Jason.
Give it to the teachers.
Give it to us. Give it to the teachers.
Yeah.
Give it to
the teachers. Y'all greedy selves want it today. It's appreciation day for the teachers.
Can I get a dollar?
Give them some more.
Can I get a dollar?
You remember Sam, your wife? She's a teacher.
Who?
Help her out.
Can I get a dollar?
Give it to the teachers.
Can I get a dollar?
Good idea.
Bill and Melinda. $146 billion is at stake in that divorce.
Y'all act like that. Oh, that's nothing.
Sheesh.
Is it? I guess it's worth it. So they can grow apart.
That's right.
So weird. Okay. That's, hey, bro, that's the part I don't
get. I think Bill's going to be all right with $60 billion, man.
He'll
What's
be able
the
to
difference
get
between $60 billion and $150 billion, man?
Half.
$60 billion. That's F you made to anybody you come into contact with.
All right.
I got $60 billion. Don't talk to me. Don't even look at me.
You a poor person compared to him. It's easy to say that.
No,
that.
I can have you dealt with $60 billion. Don't look at me. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us. Thanks to Mike Wallace. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Gina and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Are you struggling with hypertension? Are you unable to reach your target blood pressure with your current medications? If so, you may have treated.